Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Corn growers around the state are thankful for another good year, although many farmers still have some crops in the field. Kentucky Corn Growers Association President Mark Roberts, who farms in central Kentucky, says he has a traditional row crop operation.
I'm from Henry County. I raise corn and beans and still raising tobacco too. The corn and beans this year was a great crop. I mean, we had good yields. We were extremely lucky. I didn't have any damage. A lot of guys around me did. So, yeah, it's been a tough year. We had good yields, but we had low prices, and a lot of farmers that had the bad damage on it. It's tough. It's really tough right now.
Robert says many farmers around the state are still trying to wrap up the 2018 crop year.
We had the very wet weather, too. Yeah, and you know, Mother Nature can be good, but sometimes she can be too good and we get a little bit too much of a good thing. And it's kind of what happened this year. We still got just one day's of crop left in the field to run corn, and Mother Nature won't let us get it out. But we eventually will, yeah.
He said he heard quite a bit of concerns from corn farmers during the recent National Farm Machinery Show.
I think everybody's just worried about prices. What's going to happen? Is the trade going to get straightened out? I think we all understand what's happening had to happen. We got to get the trade situation straightened out and balance everything out. But we also need to get things straightened out for the corn farmers and get some of these exports started back up again. A lot of our corn goes to Canada and Mexico, so we really need to get this new Canada-Mexican treaty straightened out.
We'll learn about a vehicle that's powered by corn ethanol in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Kentucky Corn Growers President Mark Roberts says a Sharp car powered by E85 was among the highlights of the National Farm Machinery Show exhibit.
We've got the Shelby Cobra here that Owensboro Technical College built here back several years ago, and they set the motor up. It runs on E85. It's a really neat car, really cool to look at, runs great.
He adds he's never had a chance to drive the car since he was elected president.
I wish, you would think, and I've never got to drive it yet.
Oh, really?
No, but it does. It sounds great, runs so clean. When it runs, the exhaust, there's nothing coming out of the exhaust. The E85 burns so clean.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.